FFA still making a difference. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This is my first convention, yes.
What's it like?
I'm really enjoying it. I like walking around and seeing everything in Gatlinburg. I really enjoy being around all the other FFA members, and I just enjoy having a good time out here with people that I can relate with.
Around 3,000 FFA members and guests are back in Gatlinburg for their 89th annual convention. This is the first time for Jason Smith, a member of the Northwest FFA chapter in Clarksville.
It's taught me a lot about leadership and getting along with people, and it teaches young kids how to be in an environment with other people and have to get along. And we enjoy it at the same time. It's a good experience. I think all youth should be in it.
For Jacob Butler, a senior at Scottsdale High School in Henderson County, this will be his last convention as an FFA member.
Oh, it's a remarkable place to be. You get to hang out with friends, and even some of your family members can come out and meet new FFA people across the state of Tennessee. And so you get to hang out, you get to eat, you get to have fun, you get to be energetic with FFA.
Now, along with the FFA students are several hundred advisors who make the commitment and sacrifice to help lead these young adults. Jerry Mosley is the advisor at Westview High School in Martin.
Be honest about it, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of overtime that you don't get paid for, but you do it because you love the kids and you love seeing them to achieve their state degree, and that's what most of our kids come up here for.
Now, giving a keynote address to the FFA members yesterday was Ashley Willits. She's the National FFA Eastern Regional Vice President from Copenhagen, New York.
The mission of FFA is to make a positive difference in the lives of students through premier leadership, personal growth, and career success. And I think whoever you are, you can find a home in the FFA and a way in the FFA to grow yourself personally and professionally and find a passion within the agriculture industry.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.